you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. My friends here in Georgia with me, my folks in Toronto, Canada, my people in Montreal, people in Anchorage, people in Honolulu. What's up, Honolulu? My people in San Diego, my people in Texas, Louisiana, Boise, Wisconsin, Maine, New York. Like super producer and host Ryan Hickey, my people in Virginia, my people in Baltimore, every place. Thank you for being locked in. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Oh, we've had a full show. We talked NFL. We've talked Olympics. Damn it, we've gone through a lot. Jordan Love holding in. We spoke to Jeff Kerr from CBS Sports, covers all things NFL. LeBron James is continuing to drag along Team USA. They barely beat Germany today. Thank you, LeBron, for your help. They barely beat South Sudan on Saturday. Thank you, LeBron, for your help. Now, we talked about another old guy in Aaron Rodgers. He had to explain to everybody his absence from a few weeks ago. And I'm sure Aaron Rodgers will be explaining everything about everything possible over the next several weeks, because that's what Aaron Rodgers does. He cannot help himself. And as we continue on with the show, in a few minutes, I want to tell you, oh, and then also right before the break, we talked about Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, damn. Jamar Chase. I don't know what they want to do with this. Do they want to pay the man or not pay the man? Does Mike Brown know that he has to pay? Does he know anything? I guess he does, right? Owner of the team, almost 90 years old, but has to know something. Cincinnati Bengals got it tough in the AFC North. They got to take on the Browns, the Steelers, and the Ravens. In a few minutes, Ravens said some interesting things over the weekend as well. John Harbaugh had some words for his quarterback. We'll hear those. Team USA Women's Basketball took on the WNBA All-Stars over the weekend. That was good. We got Media Day and the Big Ten, the ACC. We'll get into all of that. And then it seemed like a whisper. The Hall of Fame for baseball, the ceremony was in Cooperstown yesterday. Did anybody notice? Anybody? We'll talk about that. So a lot to discuss over the next 2 hours. Missed a minute? Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You want to call me up? It's simple. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on the internet. Now, I told you the Bengals are kind of wacky of a franchise, right? Mike Brown, you always hear the stories, cheapskate stories from the guy. Now the man, we don't know if he's going to pay Jamar Chase. He's like, oh, we want to, but we're not sure. It's weird stuff. A matter of fact, let's take a listen. This is Mike Brown. After he said it's unlikely that Jamar Chase will get a contract before the season starts, like 3 seconds later, he says this. He's like, oh, we're going to bend over backwards to try to get it done.
He's a key player. Next to Joe, he's our next one. And he knows it. We know it. This may take a while. We are going to bend over backwards to get it done. I can't tell you when, though.
All right, whatever. From Mike Brown himself. Now, having said that, let's stay in the AFC North, because that's from an owner. Let's go to someone who I find to have a little bit more sense. I think he has a lot more sense. His name is John Harbaugh. This is a man who has coached his team, a guy named Flacco, to the Super Bowl. This is a man who's been able to build an entire offense around Lamar Jackson, and they've had success. The only thing they haven't had is the ultimate success. That's winning a Vince Lombardi. And for Lamar Jackson specifically, for a guy who had to sit in the green room until the end of the first round back in 2018, after he won a Heisman Award, one of the first things Lamar Jackson said upon being drafted was, man, I'm just trying to win a Super Bowl and bring a Super Bowl to Baltimore. That's what the man said. He hasn't done it yet. But he's been amazing. He's been spectacular. Despite all of the criticism over the years about what he should do as a quarterback, what he shouldn't do as a quarterback, all the calls, the kicking, the screaming, the yelling about how he's not a quarterback, he should be a running back. Well, he ran himself to an MVP. He improved himself as a passer. I don't think there's a debate about that. And this past season, he joins a short list of individuals in the NFL who have been crowned two-time MVPs. There's no flukes here. Last year, the Ravens didn't get the job done again in the postseason. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens knock off the Texans, lose to the Chiefs. But Lamar Jackson's named MVP again. 3,600 yards passing. 24 touchdowns in the air, 800 plus yards on the ground, in addition to 5 TDs. Ravens went 13-4. But who gives a damn about 12 and 13 win seasons if you can't get past the boogeyman? It's Patrick Mahomes. Go ahead and ask the Buffalo Bills about getting past this man. It's some tough doing. And so Lamar Jackson picks up another MVP. You want to know some of the other names who have multiple MVP awards? Nobody has more than Peyton Manning at 5. Aaron Rodgers, New York Jets nutty quarterback, has 4. Tom Brady, 3. John Unitas, 3. Brett Favre, 3. The late, great Jim Brown, 3. Joe Montana, 2. Steve Young, Kurt Warner, Patrick Mahomes, 2 MVPs. And then you got Lamar Jackson. You could already say that he's been one of the best quarterbacks, one of the most electrifying quarterbacks the NFL has ever seen. But John Harbaugh, he had quite a prediction for Lamar Jackson. Is he putting pressure on the guy? Is he telling the truth? What exactly did John Harbaugh say over the weekend? Well, take a listen to this.
The vision that we have together is that Lamar Jackson is going to become and be known and be recognized as the greatest quarterback ever to play in the history of the National Football League. That's the vision, all right? It's going to happen by Lamar, his work ethic, and his brilliant talent, by all of us pouring into that effort together as a team, teamwork, and by the grace of God and God's goodwill. That's how it's going to happen.
Whoa. Hickey, why are you saying all of that? That's a little too much. Like, we're building him up to be the greatest of all time? Like, is that necessary? Like, that's not necessary. For what? Like, that? I don't think I've ever heard a coach say that about anybody ever. Why is he saying? I don't think he's trying to motivate Lamar. He's just, was he in a good mood? Like, I see no point in saying that. Because people are going to remind him about that every time that they lose, if they lose.
I couldn't agree more. I think it hurts Lamar more than it helps him, because what it does is it makes it now, like, it almost makes winning a Super Bowl, which is very difficult to do, almost in a way meaningless, because it's like, if you want to talk, if you're saying Lamar is going to be the greatest quarterback of all time, and at least right now, how we determine that mostly.
Super Bowl.
Right. So you got to win eight. Eight. He wins one. Well, I guarantee he's got a statue outside the stadium. He's the best Ravens quarterback ever. And now you're almost making me like, oh, you only got one, that's it? Like, he set him up for failure.
Yeah, tie Tom Brady at least, right? Tie Tom Brady.
Yeah, very easy to do. You know, everyone's doing it.
Yeah, I don't know the point of that. I don't know if John Harbaugh is kind of tone deaf. The bar has been set. Tom Brady set the bar. In the modern era, you can pretty much say that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. And when you as a head coach come out and say, oh, we're going to build this guy up into being the greatest of all time, you're basically saying this guy's going to be known to be better than Tom Brady. Good luck. Lamar Jackson is 27 years old. There's another guy who's active right now, who I think everybody would say is better. Look, Lamar Jackson's an MVP. If you put Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes in a room and said, pick one first, which quarterback? Most people are going to pick Patrick Mahomes. It's just what it is. That doesn't take away from Lamar. If I got to equate this to anything else, look at all the great quarterbacks that played alongside Tom Brady. Parallel to his career over the last 20, 25 years. Peyton Manning is great. Peyton Manning is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Because Peyton Manning ain't walking around with all the hardware, Tom Brady got him beat. Drew Brees, one of the best quarterbacks over the last 20, 25 years, sitting there owning all these records right there with Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Ain't nobody looking at Drew Brees and putting him in Tom Brady's category. They're not. And so for a dude who has two MVP awards, don't even have one Super Bowl, and a guy that he's playing parallel with and Patrick Mahomes to have three of them, what are we doing here? John, say you think he can be one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. John, say he has the talent to be one of the greatest. And maybe there's a motivating factor that I'm not aware of, because we know that coaches, GMs, they lie. There's a reason behind everything. I don't know if John was just speaking because he was enthusiastic. I don't know if he was, there's an ulterior motive to try to hype up Lamar. I'll tell you this, in the court of public opinion, where a lot of people are stupid, not that smart, that wasn't the best thing to say out loud. Lamar Jackson, back in June, this man has talked about losing weight. Okay, I don't know. Maybe he's going to rush for 1,200 yards. I don't know what he's going to do. He has Derrick Henry on his team now to maybe save his body a little bit more. Lamar Jackson says the offense is looking real good.
But right now, I feel like we're taking steps in the right direction. Guys are moving good, running great routes, catching the ball, blocking good. We look pretty smooth, but I can't tell until we pass.
Yeah, okay. I got it. So I don't care who the Ravens add on defense. I don't care what new defensive backs they add. I don't care who they draft. Hello, Nate Wiggins from right here in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't care about any of that. The Ravens have been good for years now. They got an MVP, two-time MVP award winner at quarterback. They have one of the best quarterbacks, I believe, who's ever played the game. And let them add on a few more years so it just gets further cemented. Nobody's going to care until they win a Super Bowl. It's the same damn thing up in Buffalo. Nobody cares what Josh Allen does until you win a Super Bowl. You can win 10, 11, and 12 games every single year. No one will care until you win a Super Bowl. And it's not easy. Go ahead and ask Drew Brees. It's not easy. Go ahead and ask Peyton Manning. Patrick Mahomes can't win it every year. Tom Brady is gone. Is Lamar going to get one first? Is Josh Allen going to get one first? But the way that John Harbaugh is talking, Lamar better win 7, as Hickey said, 8 more to be known as the greatest of all time. Either that, or Lamar Jackson, he better go out there and win, I don't know, 6 or 7 MVPs. Do that. Set the benchmark in a different way. I think he's more likely to win multiple MVPs than he is to pick up 7 and 8 championships. John Harbaugh, just pipe down a little bit, man. Take it easy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Mike is calling from Boston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. What's up, Mike?
JR, how you doing tonight?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Very good, very good. Actually, I just did an Ironman triathlon in Lake Placid yesterday, and I'm walking without a limp. So,
oh, congrats. You're walking? Why are you walking for? I'd be laying down.
No, I'm good. I'm doing good. I could have gone running today.
Okay.
But the reason I'm calling, first off, John Harbaugh, he's out of his mind. He needed somebody on the side of the room giving him the stop talking signal, because the more he went on, he just sounded stupider. I don't even know what made him think he needed to say any of that stuff. It's not going to help anything. It's not going to help the team. It's not going to help Lamar. It's not going to help the Ravens. I think it was just dumb. The second point I wanted to make was about the Bengals. All right, so the Bengals have this owner, Mike Brown. He's been there for decades. He has had this financial philosophy for forever. And we could even say there's other teams that have this whole financial philosophy, whether it's the Patriots or the Chargers, who also never pay up. We all hear that from the media saying that. But it's not just that financial philosophy. It's all the other things that have to work for a team to win. The financial philosophy in Cincinnati could be great. The problem is they don't have a good scout room. Well, traditionally, it hasn't been very good. They haven't had good coaches. They haven't had a good combination of players. They haven't had everything lined up just the way it should be since, 1988 or whatever it is when they went to the Super Bowl. 2020 or whatever when they went. Things just haven't been right, but that's what's awesome about football. And it gives us all that stuff to
talk
about.
The part that, it was 88. Yeah, I teased Chris Collinsworth about that when I see him. Not the nicest thing to tell somebody that, hey, you went to the Super Bowl and lost, but I do. It tells you how big of a jerk I am. But outside of it, thank you. Outside of that, this lets you know that in a lot of cases, sports organizations, it's ownership. What decisions are you making from the top down? Here's the deal. Nobody needs to hear from Mike Brown. We don't. We heard from Duke Tobin. The guy doesn't even have an official title as GM, director of player personnel. Mike, there comes a point in time, I think, in everybody's life where you got to learn how to delineate. You got to learn to take a step back. You got to learn how to get some damn help. You got to learn how to spread the wealth. And when you're 88 years old and you're supposed to be running a sports franchise, take a step back. Take a step back, please. Look, in New York City, James Dolan, is one of the worst owners in professional sports. The same guy hired Phil Jackson to be the president of a basketball team, something that he's never done. He threw $72 million at this guy to bring him out of retirement for a job that he did not want to do. The guy's fallen asleep on the bus, and now he brings in a guy in Leon Rose who's active in the league, who has active relationships, who comes over from the agency side, and he actually builds a decent Knicks team that is competing to be one of the best teams in the East. I mean, we can look up and down at ownership groups. If you look at the Red Sox, I mean, what the hell have they been doing over the past few years? We can go up and down and up and down. You got to spend money to win. You have to be smart. You got to put people in the position. And I'm sorry, an 88-year-old owner of an NFL team who I'm sure has a bunch of people helping him, but him still thinking that he's judge, jury, and executioner will leave the Bengals pretty much in the toilet, unfortunately. Mike, thank you for calling from Boston. And Hickey, he said he ran a what? The Iron Man? What did he say he did?
Iron Man, which I believe is like...
everything.
It? Yeah, and it's like 100-some miles. Like, it's insane. It's not just a triathlon. It's like a triathlon on steroids, on steroids, on steroids.
He couldn't have said the Iron Man. Maybe I made that up.
No, I think he said the Iron Man.
And you got to run. I thought you got to run, swim, bike. What else you doing? I don't know.
I know that's it, but it's like you're doing like...
run, bike, swim? I can't, man.
But it's like you run a marathon, you bike. No. I'm trying to get the exact measurements, but it's a lot.
I can't do one. I can't do one. Would you ever do a marathon?
Hell no.
No?
No, I do not want to do that.
Shep does all those marathons, right?
Yeah, without training either. He just wakes up, runs. He's like Forrest Gump and comes right here.
You think he puts coffee? Is coffee or something?
Maybe.
Man, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you swim 2.4 miles, bike 112,
and run
26.2.
A bike 112 miles?
It is a grand total of 140.6 miles.
It's like 300 miles from New York City to what? Baltimore, D.C. That's 300 miles.
So you do like, two Ironmans and you're there.
It's like biking from New York to, I don't know, almost like all the way through New Jersey. That makes... Come
that
on.
That is crazy.
Who does that? Who are these people? What do they have in their... Why won't my knees do that?
Wait a second.
What? Something's wrong?
It's I'm just trying right. to... It says, depending on their experience level, athletes can finish the race in different times. It says professional men, 1 hour, 45 minutes. That can't be right. Impossible. I don't know what the hell that
is. Yeah,
Wikipedia.
This is...
Wikipedia. My apologies. I should have not trusted this that.
But still, no. Swim 2.5 miles. Bike 112 miles. Running 26 miles? Oh, hell no. No. Oh, no.
It's like all day, basically.
Most Ironman events have a time limit of 16 or 17 hours to complete the race.
imagine that.
Nah, bro. No.
And imagine walking without a limp the next day, like Mike is claiming.
There's not enough anything to give me to make me even try that. Okay. I wouldn't do it. My body would collapse.
You wouldn't do it for a free beer at the end?
A beer? No.
Congrats on all that physical strain you just put your body through. Here's a 12-ounce cold one.
No. I will walk and I'll see you there in 2 months. Okay. 112 miles on a bike? After running 26 and swimming two and a half, hell no.
Could you do that in a month?
No. I'd die. No. No. I can't bike 112 miles on a bike? No. Can't do that. No.
That's what, like, okay, you would basically run a mile a day, every day, and you would bike, what, would that be 3 miles a day? 4 miles a day? 4 miles a day? A little bit more than that?
No, man. My knees can't do it.
And swim, I don't know.
No.
A few laps?
No.
Okay.
God bless him, not me. Thank you, Mike, for calling from Boston. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. Bengals are feeling pressure. Lamar Jackson has all this pressure on him. We're going to talk about the head coach of the Ohio State University. I wonder what pressure he's feeling now that Jim Harbaugh is gone. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Hickey, is this from Pokemon? What is this?
No, this is Bon Jovi. Runaway? No?
I don't listen to Bon Jovi, man.
Oh.
It sounds like Pokemon to me. No?
He's a little runaway. I have not seen Pokemon in a long time.
I haven't either. It just sounds like something like the little Pikachu. That's what it sounds like to me. I'm glad you know it, not me. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about pressure. John Harbaugh, head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, pretty much said that we are building Lamar Jackson up to be the greatest quarterback ever. I'm not exaggerating. That's what he said. He's nuts. Yeah, he got two MVP awards, but tell a man to wake up and win a championship first. One, can he finally get one? Enough of these 13-win seasons. It's either Lamar Jackson is not healthy enough to finish the year, or they win 12 and 13 games and they win nothing. Let me know when they win a Super Bowl. That's it. I got no further expectations. If the man is healthy, he's going to ball out. And speaking of expectations, we have finally reached both ACC and Big Ten Media Week. We're going to hear from the teams. We'll hear from some of the players and even some of the commissioners we've heard from already. And if you want to talk about pressure, if you just move over just a little bit and move Lamar Jackson the hell up on out the way, let's take a look at the head coach of The Ohio State University. Let's take a look at Ryan Day. This man took over after Urban Meyer had to take his quote-unquote leave. Ryan Day takes over, and we know what the job is. You got two games that you have to win. You have to beat Michigan. And then you got to win a national championship. That's it. That's it. That's all you're asked to do at The Ohio State University. But because Jim Harbaugh is now gone, and J.J. McCarthy is now a member of the Minnesota Vikings, there's an expectation that Ohio State takes a leap. Right? You would think, you would hope so. Here's the bad news. Why in the hell do we have all these new teams in the Big Ten? It's embarrassing. I mean, well, it's just the nature of college football at this point in time. But it's not just a Michigan or an Ohio State or Rutgers to get smacked around, or dare I say, a Penn State, as Hickey knows. We got all these West Coast teams that are coming in. We got USC's and UCLA's and Oregon's and Washington's. And so even though you can look at Michigan and say Harbaugh is gone, Sharon Moore has been there for the past 6 and 7 years. He's taken over. Like, Michigan is expected to take a step back. And a matter of fact, a media poll was released. And when you talk about who's supposed to sit at the top, Ohio State received 21 first place votes. Oregon, the Ducks, got the other 6, followed by Penn State, Michigan, and then Iowa. If Ohio State, they gotta beat Michigan this year, right? I mean, you think about since Ryan Day showed up, they went to the playoff and then they lost to Clemson. Okay? And then they got smacked around by Alabama. And then they couldn't beat Michigan to save their life. That's it. It's been sad. But now with Harbaugh gone, they gotta step up. And a few months ago, Ryan Day, he spoke to the media. Matter of fact, earlier this month, he spoke to the media, spoke on the Joel Klatt show. And he says, being the head coach at Ohio State, it's a privilege.
CJ Stroud says it the best. He says, pressure is a privilege. And that means you're relevant, you know. And that's kind of the way I've always lived my life, is that, you know, you want it all on the line. And it is on the line every week here. It's on the line every day here. That's just how it goes. And so, you know, we bring in guys who want it that way. We bring in players that want it that way because we know how much it means to so many people in the state of Ohio. And so every year you identify the things that you got to enhance. Mm-hmm. Every year you learn from the year before. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the things you have to tweak and change, that you got to do that. And I think I've realized that more and more every year, that this job's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
You got to make hard decisions.
Oh, yeah. If you don't win, they're going to give you the boot. That's just the facts. You talk about all the movement and people moving around. I mean, Kyle McCord is up at Syracuse right now. Ohio State brings in Will Howard from Kansas State. I can't judge nothing until I see these guys actually go out there and play. Ryan Day said as well. He says the goal is not just about beating Michigan. The goal is to be national champions. Listen to this.
We want to be a team that comes together for a common purpose. And again, it started with those guys that decided to come back and not go into the NFL draft.
Yeah.
And then the guys in the recruiting class and the guys that came in the portal and the guys that were coming up in the program and the coaches. And, you know, our goal is to, you know, win the rivalry game and then win the national championship. And that's our purpose. That's all of our focus for next season.
Hickey, that is just, and I get it, but it's just so crazy to me. The goal is to win. I like how he doesn't even say the name Michigan. I like that. The rivalry game. The goal is to win the rivalry game and then win the national championship. It's factual, but it's crazy that in sports, it doesn't matter any level. That's it. There's nothing else to do at Ohio State. That's it. Like, there's nothing else to do or play for. Beat Michigan and then try to win a championship. That's it.
It's both daunting and rewarding because you don't get those expectations for being a crappy team. You know, there's a reason why everyone's saying national title or bust, because they have so much talent. And that's a credit to Ryan Day for luring it there, for convincing players, you know, whether it's the transfer portal or in the recruiting classes, to come play for Ohio State. So, you know, you're not a nobody and get those expectations. So it is tough. But again, it's also one where I think every fan, that's like the space they want to live, right?
I would think so. Have you been out there in Columbus?
No. No, I have not.
It's not. You've been to Michigan? You've been up there?
No. That's one I want to go to. Never been yet.
I haven't been up to Michigan. I've been to Ohio State. And it's pretty amazing. They're real serious. When it comes to athletics, it really is beat Michigan and win a championship. There's nothing else. Like, they could play all these other games all throughout the year. It doesn't matter who, what, when, or where. That's all that matters. And I know college football is very special, but I can't imagine any other sport who is just like, hey, beat them and then win. Well, I mean, beating Michigan is a part of, you know, going on to win a national championship for the most part. But I mean, damn, you want to talk about pressure. Ryan Day looks like he misses sleep every time I see him. I want to tell him, hey, just go down, lay down and take a nap, man. You're due. Go lay down and take a nap. Let's see what they do. If they don't beat Michigan, first of all, he's really going to start feeling some heat. It'll be embarrassing if he doesn't beat Michigan. And then, come on, now they're going to be in the they're going to be in the college football playoff because they let everybody in. No more debates about whether or not they're going to fit into the top four or whether they're going to get smacked out and smashed by a team like the Georgia Bulldogs. And Ryan Day already feeling the pressure. We're going to hear and talk more about the Big Ten and the ACC throughout the course of the week, especially as they have their media days. And you know what? Before we get out of here, we'll hear from the ACC's commissioner because he sounds like he's ready to fight against Florida State and Clemson, fighting for them to stay in the ACC. We'll get into that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You know what? We'll get into the Baseball Hall of Fame on the other side of the break, too. A lot of people didn't even notice that that took place.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I know this 50 Cent. I know 50 Cent and Dr. Dre. I didn't know that Bon Jovi sounded like Pokemon to me. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We've been talking about pressure, okay? You think about the pressure with the Cincinnati Bengals, and Joe Burrow has openly talked about his wrist injuries. It's like, yeah, I feel like people forgot about me. Like, I'm going to show him. Okay, fine, do it. Lamar Jackson. And I don't think he's feeling any pressure. He seems too relaxed and too chill of a guy. Lamar Jackson's head coach, John Harbaugh, said that we are building up Lamar to be the greatest quarterback of all time. Damn. Some tough words. And then we talked about Ryan Day, the head coach of Ohio State. No Michigan in his way, or at least a changing Michigan. Anything outside of beating Michigan? And then, I don't know, winning a round in the college football playoff or two? Man, they're going to start looking at that guy like, you on borrowed time, buddy. Now it's time to tell you about a few individuals who they felt pressure and they won. They exceeded it. Unfortunately, over the weekend, I don't know how many people paid attention. It seemed like this was swept under the rug. I don't know if the class was boring. Major League Baseball, the National Baseball Hall of Fame, it inducted its latest class into Cooperstown yesterday. And it just seemed like one of the quietest inductions ever. Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, Joe Mauer. These aren't names. I mean, the loudest name might be Jim Leland, and that's just because he was loud. I could picture him with a cigarette right now. But Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, and Joe Mauer? Like, these were great players. They're Hall of Famers. These are all-stars. I mean, we got an MVP in here in the case of Joe Mauer. There's nothing here that screams excitement, you know? There's no lack of a better guy. No Derek Jeter here. And I get it, there's only one Derek Jeter, but these aren't names that just make me go, oh my God, I got to go to Cooperstown. I need to hear what Joe Mauer had to say. Nothing. Well, you'll hear Joe Mauer on this show. A matter of fact, Joe Mauer being inducted into Cooperstown yesterday, he couldn't even put it into words. He had difficulty. Listen to this.
As tough as it is to get into the National Baseball Hall of Fame, it might be just as tough to sum up what this game, this honor, and this moment truly means to me. Even if I had all the time in the world, I'm still not sure I could properly put it into words.
Man, that was a good baseball play. All he did was hit. Didn't do nothing. I mean, he was behind the plate until the concussions. And all he did was hit. That's all he did. Another guy, a great hitter. I think maybe I would have been a good hitter if I played up in Colorado. Sorry. Todd Helton. Todd Helton was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame as well. And all he wanted to do was thank everybody.
I owe this incredible honor to many. You don't get to play Major League Baseball or dream of getting into the Hall of Fame without people who support you, sacrifice for you, and push you to be the best version of yourself.
Hickey, exciting stuff, right? I'm just asking.
Do you like Hall of Fame speeches in general?
It always depends on who's being inducted. I mean, it's always about the personalities. That's why I feel like yesterday, like, did you hear anybody talking about this class? Anybody? Oh, over the past week? Nothing. Did you hear it? Am I missing anything? Did you hear anything?
Forget about not hearing anything. I actually forgot who was getting inducted.
Yeah.
I had to look up who was going in on Sunday.
Come on. Like, this is the time of the sporting calendar. And help me if maybe I'm missing something. I get it. Major League Baseball, why would they want to compete with anything related to All-Star? Wouldn't it make more sense to, you know, maybe do it on Getaway Day last Sunday? I don't know. Let's hear from one more guy. A manager. Jim Leland. He has personality. He got a lot of it. Jim Leland. He wanted to thank the fans for making baseball special. Listen to Jim.
No matter which Hall of Famer you're here to support today or which team you cheer for, your presence is always felt. On your feet in the ninth, with the home team clinging to a one-run lead, turning on your television for the first game of the World Series, and seeing 50,000 fans waving towels, hoping and praying that this may be their year. Or a little boy or girl getting their first autograph and scurrying back to the stands to show mom and dad their latest treasure. Ladies and gentlemen, that's you. That's baseball, and this is the Hall of Fame. Thank you very much.
It's nice to hear Jim Leland, I don't want to say almost cry, but have some emotion. Most of the time you see Jim Leland, he's cursing out an umpire. And so that's nice. I appreciate it. I got to think, we're in 2024. Last year, we had an equally unexciting class. We had the crime dog, Fred McGriff, and Scott Rowland. In 2021, no one was inducted. In 2022, David Ortiz went in. I guess that's the biggest personality. Miniman also, God bless him, Chicago White Sox legend, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Kitty. Yeah. Hickey, we've been missing juice, man. That's it. I think we've just been missing juice. We got to get some personality. And baseball has to do a better job kind of promoting it. They can promote whatever they want. They don't promote the Hall of Fame. What are we doing?
Well, you said before, like, you know, maybe put on Getaway Day or something like that. Why, and during the All-Star Week when everything is dead, why not do it on Thursday?
Why
not do it on a day where literally nothing else is going on? A Thursday at 1 o'clock, here's a Hall of Fame induction. Instead of Sunday at 1, literally in the middle of a jam-packed MLB schedule. Why are you having the induction the same time as you have games?
On Sunday, yeah. It
makes no sense.
So, we got some candidates here for next year that I think would be a little bit more exciting. You ready for this?
Let's hear it.
Ichiro Suzuki.
Okay.
He's going into the Hall of Fame without a shadow of a doubt. I don't know if this guy's going to get in. CC Sabathia is also a first-time candidate. I don't know if he's getting in on the first time, but Ichiro most definitely, and that will be fun. I want to hear what Ichiro says. I don't care. I know Ichiro speaks English. You think he does it by himself or with no interpreter?
I was just going to ask. I don't think I've ever heard him speak English.
I've heard him here, nothing extended. Curtis Granderson is eligible. I don't think he's ever getting in. Sorry, Curtis. Felix Hernandez, I don't think so. What are these names? Okay.
That turned quickly. we got some names. Oh, jeez.
Ian Kinsler, Dustin Pedroia, he didn't play long enough. He got hurt. Hanley Ramirez.
Oh.
Troy Tulowitzki. Ben Zobrist. Why? Wow. Because of one series? Oh, my God.
Wow.
Billy Wagner's in his final year on the ballot. What are we doing here? How is Billy Wagner on his final? Just put him in. Ichiro and Billy Wagner, sign me up. Oh, my God. They need some work here, man. Troy Tulowitzki. Brett Gardner in three more years. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. They need to do better, folks. Do better.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar powered, eco friendly, vegan leather wrapped, aromatherapy scented, disco ball equipped, self driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars, and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.